American Language Course, Book 28, Tape 3C. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 3C. Look at Figure 1. Listen to the dialogue. Don't repeat.
What would you have done if you'd lost your watch?
If I'd lost my watch, I would have bought another one.
Would you have bought an expensive one?
No, I would have bought a cheaper one.
Well, if I'd lost my watch, I wouldn't have had enough money to replace it.
Listen to the dialogue again. This time, read Bill's part. Listen to the question, then give the answer. Listen and answer the question.
What would you have done if you'd lost your watch? Would you have bought an expensive one? Well, if I'd lost my watch, I wouldn't have had enough money to replace it.
Look at Figure 2. Listen to the dialogue. Don't repeat.
What would you have done if you'd had a flat tire last night?
If I'd had a flat tire last night, I would have fixed it myself.
Would you have had the tools and a spare tire?
Yes, I would have had the tools and a spare tire.
You're lucky. If I'd had a flat tire last night, I would have had to call a repairman to fix it for me.
Look at the dialogue in Figure 2 again. This time, take Jim's part. Ask the question, then listen to the answer. Read Jim's first question now.
If I'd had a flat tire last night, I would have fixed it myself. Yes, I would have had the tools and a spare tire.
Now turn to Figure 3. Read the information about restrictive and non-restrictive adjective clauses. Now, repeat the example sentences. The man who lives next door is a doctor. Major West, who lives next door, is a doctor. Now listen to the sentences in the exercise. Add commas to those which contain non-restrictive adjective clauses.
Number 1. This is the book that I'm reading. Number 2. We saw Bill, who sent you this package. Number 3. Jerry missed the train that came early. Number 4. I don't know the man who is sitting next to Joe. Number 5. Bob, who made the extra point, won the game. Number 6. The theater where the guitarist performed is quite large. Number 7. We called Jerry, who was away on vacation. Number 8. Mark, whose father is a lawyer, wants to be an architect.
Now check your answers and repeat the sentences.
Number 1 needs no commas. Repeat. This is the book that I'm reading. Number 2 requires a comma. Repeat. We saw Bill, who sent you this package. Number 3 needs no commas. Repeat. Jerry missed the train that came early. Number 4 requires no commas. Repeat. I don't know the man who is sitting next to Joe. Number 5 requires 2 commas. Repeat. Bob, who made the extra point, won the game. Number 6 needs no commas. Repeat. The theater where the guitarist performed is quite large. Number 7 requires a comma. Repeat. We called Jerry, who was away on vacation. Number 8 requires 2 commas. Repeat. Mark, whose father is a lawyer, wants to be an architect.
You can look at the sentences on the answer page for this tape after the tape ends. Look at Figure 4. Listen carefully to some paragraphs and write the missing transitional words or phrases. Use the words in the box to complete the sentences.
Mike and Sam are brothers. In fact, they're twin brothers. To look at them, however, you wouldn't believe it. As you can see, Mike is tall and thin, while Sam, on the other hand, is short and fat. There are other differences also. For example, Mike is an excellent student and enjoys studying. On the other hand, Sam is the outdoor type. He enjoys doing things outdoors. In spite of all these differences, Sam and Mike are alike in many ways. For instance, Mike enjoys sports, and so does Sam. Secondly, both boys enjoy watching old movies on TV and jogging 2 miles every morning. Finally, there is a similarity in the way they dress. Both always wear neatly ironed blue jeans and well-polished boots.
Listen to the paragraphs again and check the words you wrote.
Mike and Sam are brothers. In fact, they are twin brothers. To look at them, however, you wouldn't believe it. As you can see, Mike is tall and thin, while Sam, on the other hand, is short and fat. There are other differences also. For example, Mike is an excellent student and enjoys studying. On the other hand, Sam is the outdoor type. He enjoys doing things outdoors. In spite of all these differences, Sam and Mike are alike in many ways. For instance, Mike enjoys sports, and so does Sam. Secondly, both boys enjoy watching old movies on TV and jogging 2 miles every morning. Finally, there is a similarity in the way they dress. Both always wear neatly ironed blue jeans and well-polished boots.
Now, check your answers.
In the first paragraph, the transitional words and phrases are, in fact, however, and, on the other hand. In the second paragraph, the transitional phrases are, for example, and, on the other hand. In the third paragraph, the transitional words and phrases are, in spite of, for instance, secondly, and finally.
Turn to figure 5. The words are compound nouns and verb plus adverbial combinations. First, repeat the nouns and phrases. Pay close attention to the stressed syllables.
Number 1. Stopover. Stopover. Number 2. Trade in. Trade in. Number 3. Make up. Make up. Number 4. Drop out. Drop out. Number 5. Cut off. Cut off. Number 6. Blow out. Blow out. Number 7. Breakdown. Break down. Number 8. Check up. Check up.
Now, read the list using the correct stress. Say the word after the number.
Number 1. Repeat. Stop over. Stop over. Number 2. Repeat. Trade in. Trade in. Number 3. Repeat. Make up. Make up. Number 4. Repeat. Drop out. Drop out. Number 5. Repeat. Cut off. Cut off. Number 6. Repeat. Blow out. Blow out. Number 7. Repeat. Break down. Break down. Number 8. Repeat. Check up. Check up.
Now look at figure 6. Circle 1 if you hear a compound noun, as in handout. Circle 2 if you hear a verb plus an adverbial, such as hand out. Look at the example and listen. Drop off. Circle 2. Drop off is a verb plus an adverbial. Listen to another example. Pushover. Circle 1. Pushover is a compound noun. Now listen and circle the correct number.
Number 1. Workout. Number 2. Warm up. Number 3. Throwaway. Number 4. Pullover. Number 5. Clean up. Number 6. Try out. Number 7. Hold up. Number 8. Get together.
Now, let's check your answers.
Number 1 is pattern number 1. Repeat. Workout. Number 2 is pattern number 2. Repeat. Warm up. Number 3 is pattern number 1. Repeat. Throwaway. Number 4 is pattern number 1. Repeat. Pullover. Number 5 is pattern number 2. Repeat. Clean up. Number 6 is pattern number 1. Repeat. Try out. Number 7 is pattern number 2. Repeat. Hold up. Number 8 is pattern number 2. Repeat. Get together.
Now turn to figure 7. This exercise is a review of the function and vocabulary in Lesson 3. Listen and select the best answer. Circle A, B, C, or D.
Number 1. The extra furniture is kept in the basement. Number 2. John has agreed to teach a math class at night. Number 3. The base is 100 miles from the nearest town. Number 4. The criminals have been put in prison. Number 5. The weapon has been calibrated. Number 6. New orders will be issued to the soldiers. Number 7. If you saw a car accident, what would you do? Number 8. Several oil companies are drilling wells here. Number 9. Jan's trying to fight off a cold. Number 10. The wind died down around midnight. Number 11.
You're very sick. I know you don't want to go to the doctor, but you must.
Oh, all right, if you insist. But I still don't think it's necessary.
What did the sick person do? Number 12.
When our neighbor's house caught fire, they tried to put out the fire themselves.
That was dumb. They should have called the fire department.
What would the man probably have done if his own house had been on fire?
Now listen and check your answers.
Number 1 is C. Number 2 is B. Number 3 is A. Number 4 is A. Number 5 is D. Number 6 is D. Number 7 is A. Number 8 is D. Number 9 is D. Number 10 is B. Number 11 is C. Number 12 is B.
This is the end of tape 3C, book 28.